This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, September 1st. Welcome to holiday trading, everybody. We rally in the holiday weekends. We do the same thing on Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend, 4th of July, Thanksgiving. So the rally you're getting right now is just what we call the holidays. People are in a good mood. Okay, that's the good news. The bad news is the economic data is not too good. Now, that helped knock bond yields down this week. So there's a perception the Fed won't raise rates, but I want to be clear on what exactly happened. So if we look at the payroll report, which came out today, it was a little better than expected, but they had a big downward revision of 110,000 for the previous 2 months. You may know I had been extremely critical that the Labor Department's numbers weren't matching up with ADP because ADP was reporting manufacturing job losses and the in June, July, and the Labor Department wasn't. So it looks like they might have finally fixed that. So that's good news. The other thing that's going on is we had an ISM manufacturing report come out today, and it's still under 50, signaling that manufacturing has been in recession for 10 straight months. It rose slightly over July, but it wasn't very good. Five of the 18 industries surveyed reported growth. So 13 industries are contracting. So that's not good at all. And speaking of not good at all, the unemployment rate rose to 3.8% in the payroll report. And people are probably saying, how can that happen? I thought we're creating jobs. Well, 736,000 people entered the workforce. And that's why the unemployment rate rose. And the labor participation rate is up. It's up to 62.8 in August. Up from 62.6 in the past few months. And it looks like what's going on is that, how do I say this in a nice way, is looks like some people can't make their ends meet and they're out getting a job. Okay, so just to step back here, you know, the Biden administration's been running around bragging about Biden economics, all the jobs they are creating, especially manufacturing. And it's a lie, okay? And the UAW is not buying it. The UAW knows the EV manufacturing is going to Mexico. You know, they shut down the Chevy Bolt in Michigan to move it to move the Equinox to Mexico. The Equinox will be the cheapest EV being sold by GM for a while. The Mach-E for Ford is made in Mexico, and the UAW is very insecure. So the Biden administration was out telling everybody yesterday that, oh, well, we just gave $12 billion to help make hybrid EV plants in America from existing plants. Well, they're not buying it. And this UAW strike is going to be very interesting. Obviously, they don't want to go on strike. No one wants to go on strike. But they think they're going to be losing all their jobs as things go to EVs, because they require 70% fewer parts, and the mass EVs are being made in Mexico. So the UAW president didn't have the kindest remarks when the Biden administration bragged about the $12 billion in grants and loans they gave to help the auto industry convert to EVs and hybrids. So fascinating times we're in, folks, but all I can tell you is we had a big drop in consumer confidence this week. Unemployment's up. People are not happy, okay? And if we go, if the UAW goes on strike in mid-September, unemployment could cross above 4%, and that will get a lot of attention. So so that's what's going on out there in the real world. As far as the stock market's concerned, earnings are going to get better for the next three quarters, and dramatically better by the time we get the fourth and first quarter earnings. So, you know, that's what drives the market. So I don't have a problem finding stocks with good earnings. Obviously, this is not a market where you can buy all the sectors. We're very fortunate to have this big energy bet. You know, those stocks are performing very, very well. I'm going to be monitoring them very, very carefully after Labor Day because demand will drop and inventories will start to rise a bit. But the refiners do make a lot of money as they switch from summer fuels to oxygenated winter fuels. So the inventory of crude oil will not only be important, but the inventory of gasoline and distillates, which is diesel, heat oil, and jet fuel will be even more important. So that's what's going on. We had a positive economic news from China that maybe they're starting to bottom out a little. They're not growing, but it was kind of like our manufacturing number today. It improved, but it's still underwater. So that's also another reason energy prices are firm, because they think, oh, maybe China's demand will go back up. So a lot of cross currents, okay? But again, our best defense, strong offense. And our stocks are acting very, very well. If they go up on light volume, what will happen? We'll get real volume. And I think you'll see that real volume on the second half of September. So that's it. That's your update for the week. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navelier. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Have a wonderful Labor Day.